Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Cognitive Behavioral Workbook for Depression, Second Edition, a step-by-step program by William J. Noss, EDD. Foreword by Albert Ellis, PhD. Narrated by Jonathan Yen. Publisher's Note: This audiobook includes bonus material. Please visit Tantor.com and type The Cognitive Behavioral Workbook for Depression, Second Edition, into the search box. Follow the link to the book's page, then, under the Supplemental Content section, please enter the access code Toolbox, and then click the Unlock button to access the bonus material. The code should be entered in all lowercase letters. All charts and exercises referenced in this audiobook can be found in the bonus material. This publication is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information in regard to the subject matter covered. It is sold with the understanding that the publisher is not engaged in rendering psychological, financial, legal, or other professional services. If expert assistance or counseling is needed, the services of a competent professional should be sought. Foreword. Dr. Bill Noss's The Cognitive Behavioral Workbook for Depression is not exactly a wonderful book, because, as Alfred Kozhipsky showed in Science and Sanity, to say it is wonderful is to overgeneralize and to imply that it is 100% filled with wonderful things. Inevitably, this book has omissions, as do all books on depression, including outstanding ones like those of Aaron Beck, David Burns, and my own Guide to Rational Living. Be that as it may, The Cognitive Behavioral Workbook for Depression is wonderfully thorough and, if consistently followed, is exceptionally helpful. Bill Noss, whom I helped train in Rational Emotive Behavior Therapy, REBT, in the late 1960s, used REBT particularly well in dealing with human problems and then became an authority on overcoming procrastination. Our 1977 book by that title is still a bestseller, as are other books of Bill's. Not content with helping his readers with their fears of failure and low frustration tolerances, Bill decided to tackle the extremely prevalent and serious problem of depression. He has done so with a vengeance. He has thoroughly investigated and therapeutically dealt with its many related issues of hopelessness, blame, perfectionism, and emotional stresses. He shows readers how to deal with the most important aspects of depression, and he has covered it beautifully. In his excellent chapters, Bill Noss has researched and cited scores of studies on depression and shown how these findings can be used by readers who are in various depressed states. In many of his chapters, he emphasizes the use of the well-known ABCs of REBT. He shows how to look for and apply the ABCDE technique to depressive thoughts, feelings, and actions. A stands for the activating event, such as an imperfect performance. B stands for your rational beliefs, I acted stupidly and I'd prefer to do better next time, and your irrational beliefs, I should have done better and I am a stupid person. C stands for your emotional and behavioral consequences. This includes healthy feelings, such as regret, and the emotional results of unhealthy thinking, such as self-downing. D stands for disputing your irrational beliefs by questioning them and taking problem-solving actions. Where is it written that I absolutely must behave flawlessly? E stands for an effective new philosophy. You may be dissatisfied with certain performances and accept yourself despite them. Bill Noss also shows you how to change your basic self-defeating, depressive philosophies to help achieve the REBT choice of unconditional self-acceptance, unconditional acceptance of others, and unconditional life acceptance. Then you will rarely depress yourself about anything. Simple, isn't it? Yes, but as Bill Noss shows, it takes much work and practice, thinking, feeling, and behavioral homework. Apply his many methods and strategies to your depressiveness. Don't wait. Get going. Albert Ellis, 2006. Introduction. Depression is nothing to mess with. If serious enough, depression can have a devastating effect on your relationships, work, health, and the general quality of your life. The good news is that depression is not forever. You can act now to stop feeling depressed and to avert future episodes. If you begin this book not knowing what to do to defeat your depression, you are like many others. Depression has baffled people for thousands of years. But there are many tried and true ways, as well as new innovations, for defeating this ancient nemesis. Activity is a classic psychological remedy for depression. This workbook offers a crash course on depression with dozens of activities to do better, get better, and feel better, using a wide range of activity remedies, from changing depressive thinking habits to normalizing your daily routine. You'll discover how to manage relationships, get your biology into balance, take tested steps to changing, and avoid procrastinating. You'll learn many ways to address this psychosocial biological process we call depression. I'm confident that you will find promising ideas that will work for you. It's important to concentrate on exercises that are likely to do you the most good. In Chapter 2, you'll find a depression test that can help you uncover depression hotspots that merit special attention. This book maps key areas that apply to curbing depression. However, there is no one book, program, or system that perfectly fits everybody's situation. Your challenge is to master approaches that help you. As a bonus, you'll find many hot tips from top experts who donated some of their best ideas for this book to help free you from depression. Cognitive Behavioral Therapy for Depression. This workbook delivers cognitive, emotive, and behavioral ways to overcome depression and many of the psychological conditions that commonly accompany this condition. Here is a preview of what I'll share that you can use to help yourself. Understanding negative thinking and cognitive solutions. You'll normally have depressive thinking when you feel depressed. Hopelessness, powerlessness, worthlessness, and blame can elevate your misery. Depressive thinking can be challenged and defeated. You can use cognitive approaches to change this thinking, gain relief, and prevent relapses. For example, if you believe that you are helpless to address depression, you are suffering from depressive thinking. How can you be helpless? If you were truly helpless, you wouldn't be listening to this book. Understanding negative emotions and emotive solutions. A melancholic mood weaves through all depression. When this gloom seems impenetrable, you are likely to draw into yourself and feel worse. To help yourself break this pattern, you can accept that a depressed mood is both painful and temporary. Acceptance can feel liberating. Anxiety, anger, and other negative effects commonly weave through depression. You can simultaneously address these coexisting conditions with the same methods you use for diffusing depression. Understanding negative behavioral habits and behavioral solutions. Behavioral methods, such as activity scheduling, have top change potential. Procrastination technology is an activation approach that applies to depression. You'll learn how to use this technology to get right to the issue of curbing depression. The science behind the system. Over 400 clinical outcome studies confirm the effectiveness of cognitive behavioral therapy methods. A meta-analysis of 16 rigorous meta-analyses of cognitive behavioral therapy show that cognitive behavioral therapy is effective for correcting a wide range of disabling conditions. A meta-analysis is a statistical study of the results of related studies. The Butler meta-analysis amply shows that the cognitive behavioral approach is a significantly more effective means of curbing depression than a medication approach. So, if medication has not worked for you, try this comprehensive approach. Changing through reading. Bibliotherapy, or what is known as healing through reading, compares favorably to individual psychotherapy. The books that have greater promise are theme-centered books on topics such as depression written by doctoral-level mental health specialists. This book meets that standard. A self-help manual for depression is helpful for some, but not for all. Some of my depressed and non-depressed clients have read and continue to use the ideas contained here. Some report going back over highlighted sections in order to keep perspective. Other clients have no interest in reading and will politely take resource materials that I offer and place them in a corner where they lie fallow. If you count yourself among those who believe that if they had the tools to defeat depression, they'd use them, you may put wind in the sails of your self-help efforts if you follow a written approach. An interactive reading approach is effective for defeating mild and moderate forms of depression. A cognitive behavioral self-help approach can be used by some to overcome the more severe forms of depression. Here's why. A well-designed self-help book on depression can flesh out key issues within a shorter time span than the therapeutic setting can provide. Self-help books with evidence-based information on depression prescribe steps for addressing and overcoming depression. You don't have to rely on memory. You can return, as many times as you choose, to review a section of the book that you once found helpful. You can pace yourself, study an idea or exercise in greater depth, and test and modify what you are learning. Although self-help readings and individual counseling represent different ways to get to the same result, they can be used in combination with each other. If you believe that you can gain from hands-on written prescriptions, you are likely to benefit from using a cognitive behavioral self-help manual. This approach can be especially useful for people who think that they can address their own depression if they have the tools. However, in applying self-help methods, persistence is important to a successful outcome. By working to defeat depression, you develop coping skills that you can use over a lifetime. Building a psychological skill set. This book addresses psychological and natural ways to alleviate depression and prevent it from coming back. Thus, the benefits and side effects of antidepressant medication and electroconvulsive therapy are the subject of someone else's book. The literature on depression is vast and rapidly growing, such that no one book can cover all the bases. Nevertheless, I think you'll find this revised edition of The Cognitive Behavioral Workbook for Depression much more comprehensive than other psychological self-help books on overcoming depression. You get a bonus. The psychological principles you learn here to address depression will also apply to other life challenges. You can reapply what you've learned again and again to gain greater satisfaction in living. Here is how to take advantage of the self-help methods described in this workbook. Emphasize and complete the exercises that you think are most relevant to overcoming your depression. If it is hopelessness thinking, concentrate on that first. Force yourself to follow through on meaningful exercises that you feel tempted to put off because you tell yourself that you are too depressed to try. These may be the exercises most worth pursuing. Refuse to listen to your own excuses. If you think something could be helpful to do, but you want to feel comfortable first, do it anyway. Take a moment to think about the many important things you've accomplished that included discomfort and frustration. I'll bet you'll see a link between allowing yourself to feel tension and your greatest accomplishments. Practice tested ways to question the validity of depressive thinking. Build upon this knowledge. This process can lead to defeating depression and prevent it from coming back. At the end of each chapter, you'll find a section called End Depression Plan, where you can record key ideas and action steps you found most valuable. This gives you a record that you can draw from to overcome and prevent depression. If you believe that you can take steps to defeat depression, keep listening. Even if you don't think you can help yourself, keep listening. If you are in this latter group, you'll discover ways to address depressive thinking and unrealistic pessimism. You may change your mind. A toolbox for change. The alphabet has 26 letters. You can use these letters to write millions of words and blend them into infinite phrases, sentences, and paragraphs. In a similar sense, you can take basic self-help strategies and find many ways to build these ideas into your life. You can start defeating depression at any time. It doesn't matter if you are 9 or 90. Defeating depression is a trek. Your toolbox of coping methods can help speed your journey. You'll find the following tools in this book. Lists of ideas to curb depression. Practice exercises to counter and debunk depressive thinking and strengthen coping skills. Sidebars and text boxes that highlight key ideas. Reinforcement of key ideas. If you miss a point, you'll likely find a related one later. Optional ways to counteract depressive thinking. Guiding principles. Metaphors, similes, analogies, fables, and parables to make important ideas memorable. Stories of people who faced depression and prevailed, and how they did it. Encouragement. Standard and new technologies for defeating depression. Creative ways to view and address depression. Tips from top depression experts who submitted ideas specifically for this book. You'll also find information about and techniques to respond to conditions that commonly accompany depression. We'll explore the many nooks and crannies of depression and methods you can use to stop feeling depressed. Perfectionism increases the risk for depression. People plagued by this form of stressful thinking can find help in Chapter 19. When depressed, you may put off addressing depression until you feel better. Chapter 5 shows how to break a procrastination connection. When you are depressed, your relationships may suffer. You'll find help for managing your relationships in Chapter 20. There is no perfect solution for depression. Developing and following a highly structured routine can make a positive difference for some. Antidepressant medication works for others. Changing depressive thinking is helpful for most. Perhaps, as with a good spaghetti sauce, you must combine several quality ingredients to achieve results. But whatever approach you choose to take, give it a fair trial. The early 20th century French educator and philosopher Jules Payot, 1909, observed that once you establish a goal, information will flow in from many sources. Bridging the gap between depression and feeling good. In the early phases of cognitive therapy, you may feel an uplifting sense of relief. Psychologist Albert Ellis was among the first to observe this rapid change phenomenon. I've called this initial uplift a preview experience, but it seems as if this rapid shift can be more than a preview. It can have durability. Research has shown that for people who follow a cognitive approach to quell depression, rapid gains tend to stick. In the early phases of this therapy, you do get insight into positive effects of countering negative thinking and of having a new perspective on your depression. This shows you that your depression is not indelibly written into your future. That's a good start. But you will likely need to finish other steps in this process to feel better longer and to buffer yourself against lapsing into another depression. Indeed, for most people, the gap between feeling depressed and sensing relief takes time to bridge. Although you can learn about how to defeat depressive thinking within hours or days, applying the principles can take weeks or months. That's because it is one thing to know what to do, and another to put to use what you know. You can, for example, read about how to drive an automobile, but learning how to drive requires getting behind the wheel and practicing. In a similar sense, you can learn to become an expert in defeating depression only by working at defeating depression. As with developing any new skill, learning how to defeat depression will take time. You may want this to happen quickly. The parts of your brain where depression lives will probably change at a slower pace than you'd prefer. However, as you work to defeat depressive thinking, your brain is creating structures that encode the counter-depression skills that you develop. Thus, the gap between knowing and doing closes with practice. Ready yourself for positive change. Ending depression is like building a wall. By putting the pieces together, step by step, you erect the structure. This book describes not only what you can do to address depression, but also how to go about this business in a step-by-step manner. This approach provides a way for you to organize your thinking, expand upon what you learn, and progressively master the methods that defeat depression. If you find yourself having difficulty concentrating on an idea, this is normal when you feel depressed. You can make a note and come back to the idea later. You'll naturally move at your own pace. But it is important to work at a pace that will eventually lead to a progressive mastery over methods for curbing depression. How far can you go on your own? This workbook is for those who feel mildly to moderately depressed, as well as for others with more severe depression who believe they can chip away at their depressive thoughts, mood, sensations, and behaviors. How do you know if you are in the subgroup of people who can potentially benefit from self-help measures? You can ask yourself this question. If you had the tools, do you think you could take steps to defeat depression? If your answer is yes, then cognitive, emotive, and behavioral approaches merit your consideration. What is a reasonable amount of time to engage in self-help work to defeat depression? This question has no simple answer. How far to take self-help will depend on a variety of factors. Tolerances for depressive symptoms vary. A lot depends on how stoic you are about your depression. Depression comes in different forms. Causes differ. Depression follows different courses. Depression is often a blend of biological, psychological, and social factors that complicate any well-intended process of change. Biological factors that can trigger depression vary across depressive conditions. Still, it may be useful to establish time boundaries. Past experiences with depression can be used to predict the probable course of your depression. If you are new to the challenge of defeating depression, applying tested techniques can tell you what you can do on your own. If you have severe depression, this book may augment your work with a cognitively oriented therapist. Cognitive approaches appear effective for people with severe depression. The more you do on your own, the more credit you can give yourself for your progress. Still, you need not follow the trek of a lone traveler. You may profit from professional help, and you can use the information in this book to support your progress. Your friends, family members, or a support group can help you follow through on your anti-depression program, as well as lend timely encouragement and calmly help you adjust your perspective if you exaggerate your plight. Whenever possible, weigh the evidence to see what is right for you to do. Separate fictions from facts. For example, realistic optimism is a belief that you can find a way to self-improve. If someone tells you, or you tell yourself, that realistic optimism is impossible for people who are depressed, question that assumption. If the assumption was true, any action to overcome depression would be futile. As you will see, breaking free from depressive negativity is not only possible, but likely. That's realistic optimism. It is not your fault if you got depressed, any more than it's your fault if you get the common cold more often than your neighbor. But it is your responsibility to do better if you intend to take charge of yourself and of the controllable events that take place around you. When to seek professional help. If, after a reasonable time of testing self-help methods, you find yourself treading water, you may want to consider working with a counselor. Depending on your situation, a reasonable time may be anywhere from a few days to 3 months. You should consider talking with a professional now if you are at risk of losing your job or a vital relationship, or are facing a significant crisis that relates to your depression. When you're depressed, you might feel so bad at times that you want to die. If you are seriously contemplating suicide, you should immediately seek professional help. Suicide is preventable. This is not a time to procrastinate. Establish an alliance with a professional with a specialty in depression who can assess your situation, help you gain clarity on what is happening, and work with you as you recover from this potentially disabling but highly correctable condition. Part 1. Basic Techniques to Defeat Depression. Learn how the ancients successfully fought depression. Discover famous people with depression just like you. Recognize the different masks of depression. See how to separate sadness from depression. Take a test and discover your depression hotspots. Use startup techniques to get going with your anti-depression program. Learn 12 proven steps to end depression. Develop self-observant skills to address your depression thinking, feelings, and habits. Follow 6 self-guidance steps to address depression and to add quality to your life. Use 5 phases of change to propel yourself forward. Learn how to overcome a procrastination-depression connection with the 3-step cycle of change process. Chapter 1. Depression is not your life. What is behind depression? Here is depression's point of view. I am depression. Cold, like an Arctic mist, I dampen your spirit and your soul. I fill your thoughts with gloom. When I am with you, you are but a withered leaf beneath wet snow, with nowhere to go. Still, I can do much more. I can fill your mind with dismal thoughts. I can drive laughter into the shadows. I drain all pleasure from your life. I fatigue you as I rob you of your ambition. I can overwhelm you with thoughts of helplessness and hopelessness. For when you...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?